Comprehensive Stock Analysis Video Transcript for SLB NV. SLB. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of SLB NV, better known as Schlumberger, a titan in the energy sector. If you're looking to understand whether SLB is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from their financials and recent performance to their valuation and intrinsic value. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. First up, let's set the stage. SLB isn't just another oil and gas company. It's a global leader in energy technology, providing solutions for the oil and gas industry across exploration, drilling, production, and more. With operations spanning over 120 countries and a workforce of around 110,000 employees, they've been a key player since their founding way back in 1926. Headquartered in Houston, Texas, and led by CEO Olivier Lepoche, SLB has transformed over the years, recently rebranding from Schlumberger Limited to SLB NV in 2025 to reflect their evolving focus on innovation and sustainability. Today, we'll unpack what makes this company tick and whether it's poised for growth in a rapidly changing energy landscape. Let's dig into SLB's company profile. SLB operates through four main divisions: digital and integration, reservoir characterization, well construction, and production systems. These segments cover everything from cutting-edge digital solutions to traditional drilling services, making SLB a one-stop shop for energy companies worldwide. Their business model is heavily tied to the cyclical nature of the oil and gas industry, but they've been pivoting toward technology-driven solutions to diversify revenue and reduce reliance on pure commodity price swings. With a market cap of about $73.4 billion and a current stock price of 49.50, SLB is a heavyweight in the oil and gas equipment and services industry within the broader energy sector. They've got a beta of 0.72, suggesting lower volatility compared to the market, which could appeal to conservative investors. Oh, and they're paying a dividend yield of 2.32%, which isn't bad for income-focused folks. But let's see if the fundamentals back up the hype. Now let's talk revenue. SLB has shown resilience in its top-line growth over the past few years, even amidst a challenging energy market. In 2024, they reported total revenue of $36.29 billion, a slight decrease from $36.89 billion in 2024, but still a strong recovery from the $22.93 billion low in 2021 during the pandemic slump. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, well construction led the pack with $13.36 billion, followed by production systems at $12.4 billion, reservoir characterization at $7.18 billion, and digital and integration at $4.25 billion. This shows a balanced portfolio, though the digital segment's growth is something to watch. It's a smaller piece of the pie, but aligns with industry trends toward tech and data analytics. Geographically, the Middle East was their biggest revenue driver at $13.3 billion, followed by Europe, CIS, and Africa at $9.67 billion, with North America and Latin America each contributing around $6.7 billion. This global spread helps mitigate regional risks, but it also means they're exposed to geopolitical flare-ups, especially in the Middle East. Overall, their revenue diversification is a plus, but I'm curious how margins are holding up. Let's check the earnings next. Moving on to earnings, SLB just released their Q4 2025 results, and they've got some good news to share. They beat expectations with earnings per share of $1.78 against a consensus estimate of 74, though that's down from 92 cents a year ago. Revenue also topped estimates, and according to Zacks, the outperformance was driven by growth in the digital and integration segment and gains in production systems, despite some weaker areas. The Wall Street Journal noted that SLB is optimistic about international activity picking up in 2026, which could offset last year's challenges. Net income for the full year 2025 came in at $3.37 billion, down from $4.46 billion in 2024, reflecting some margin compression, possibly due to higher costs or investments in tech. Still, beating estimates is a positive signal, and it seems management is positioning for a rebound. Let's see what they had to say on the earnings call. Looking at the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript from Seeking Alpha, management sounded cautiously optimistic. They highlighted strength in international markets as a key growth driver for 2026, with a focus on expanding digital solutions to improve efficiency for clients. They also acknowledged headwinds from 2025, like supply chain issues or softer North American demand, but emphasized that many of these challenges are now in the rearview mirror. One interesting tidbit was their mention of the recent acquisition of Reesman Energy Technology, announced on January 21, 2026, via Business Wire. This move bolsters their reservoir characterization capabilities, which could be a long-term win. Overall, the tone was forward-looking, with a clear emphasis on innovation and global expansion. I like that they're not just resting on traditional oil services, but are pushing into high-growth areas. Let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of SLB's health. Starting with the income statement, their gross profit margin for 2025 was about 18.2%, down slightly from 20.6% in 2024, which aligns with the drop in net income I mentioned earlier. Operating income for 2025 was $5.46 billion, compared to $6.33 billion in 2024, showing some pressure on profitability. On the balance sheet, total assets grew to $49.31 billion in 2025 from $48.94 billion in 2024, while total liabilities decreased to $12.53 billion from $26.9 billion, a massive improvement in debt management. Their current ratio of 6.43 and quick ratio of 4.63 scream liquidity, meaning they've got plenty of short-term assets to cover liabilities. Looking at cash flow, free cash flow for 2025 was a healthy $4.8 billion, up slightly from $4.477 billion in 2024, and they're generating solid operating cash flow at $6.49 billion. Return on equity, ROE, sits at 13.1%, and return on invested capital, ROIC, is 9.1%, both decent but not spectacular for the sector. Debt to equity is low at 0.32, which I love. It shows they're not over-leveraged. Overall, SLB's financials are stable with strong cash flow and a cleaned-up balance sheet, but margins need watching. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current price of $49.15, SLB's price-to-earnings PE ratio for the trailing 12 months is 21.58, which is just below the industry average of 22.54 for oil and gas equipment and services. Their price-to-sales PS ratio is 2.06, which feels reasonable given their revenue base. Looking forward, analysts peg the 2026 forward PE at around 16.95, dropping to 14.90 for 2027, suggesting the stock might be undervalued if earnings growth holds up. Enterprise value is $80.85 billion. Factoring in debt and their free cash flow yield of 5.5% is attractive for value investors. Compared to peers, SLB isn't the cheapest, but it's not overpriced either, especially with a dividend yield of 2.32%. My take? The valuation looks fair, but I want to see if intrinsic value calculations reveal a hidden gem or a warning sign. Let's break down SLB through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Strengths. SLB's global presence across 120-plus countries is a massive advantage, providing revenue diversification and exposure to high-growth regions like the Middle East. Their push into digital solutions via the digital and integration segment positions them as an innovator in a tech-hungry industry. Financially, they've got strong liquidity and low debt, which gives them flexibility for acquisitions like Reesman Energy Technology. Weaknesses. Margin compression in 2025 is a red flag. Costs seem to be creeping up faster than revenue in some segments. Their heavy reliance on oil and gas also exposes them to commodity price volatility and the long-term shift to renewables, which could shrink their core market if they don't adapt fast enough. Opportunities. International activity, especially in the Middle East and Africa, is poised for growth, as management noted in the earnings call. The energy transition also opens doors. SLB's expertise in tech could pivot toward carbon capture or hydrogen solutions if they play their cards right. Acquisitions and partnerships can further bolster their portfolio. Threats. Geopolitical risks in key markets like the Middle East are ever present, and regulatory pressures around fossil fuels could tighten, especially in Europe. Competition from peers like Halliburton and Baker Hughes is fierce, and any misstep in digital transformation could leave them lagging. Overall, SLB has a strong foundation, but they're at a crossroads with energy transition risks looming large. Let's check out SLB's recent performance on the charts. Over the past week, the stock is up 5.29%, and it's gained a whopping 28.66% over the last month, as of the latest data. Zooming out, the three-month performance shows a 36.49% increase, and over 6 months, it's up 39.87%. The one-year return is a solid 16.94%, and over 5 years, SLB has delivered an impressive 107.3% gain, outperforming many in the energy sector, which returned 175.9% over the same period but with higher volatility. Looking at the price chart, the stock recently broke above key resistance around $45, closing at $49.15, with strong momentum indicators like RSI not yet in overbought territory. Short term, I see potential for a move toward $52 if positive energy sentiment holds, but watch for pullbacks if oil prices soften. Compared to the sector's one-month gain of 12.84%, SLB is crushing it, which could signal further upside or a correction if the rally overextends. Now let's tackle intrinsic value to see if SLB is truly worth its current price. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow DCF model, factoring in their free cash flow of $4.8 billion in 2025, a conservative growth rate of 3% for the next 5 years based on industry trends, and a discount rate of 8% to account for energy sector risks. I've also considered terminal value using a 2% perpetual growth rate, reflecting long-term energy demand slowdowns due to renewables. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for SLB comes out to approximately $55 per share compared to the current price of $49.15. This suggests a potential upside of about 12%, meaning the stock might be slightly undervalued at current levels. However, this hinges on SLB maintaining cash flow growth and navigating energy transition risks. If oil prices tank or digital investments don't pay off, that intrinsic value could drop closer to $45. So there's a margin of safety here, but it's not a screaming buy just yet. All right, let's wrap this up. SLB NV is a solid player in the energy space with a diversified global footprint, strong financials, and a promising pivot toward digital solutions. Their recent earnings beat and optimism about international growth are encouraging, and the valuation seems fair with a slight undervaluation based on my intrinsic value estimate of $55. However, margin pressures, oil price volatility, and long-term energy transition risks are real concerns. For long-term investors, SLB could be a hold with potential to buy on dips, especially if they execute well on tech and international expansion. Income investors might also like the 2.32% dividend yield. But if you're risk-averse, you might want to wait for more clarity on their growth trajectory. What do you think? Are you bullish on SLB, or do you see too many headwinds? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart. End of transcript.